If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Karen, good morning. Let's talk about the Supreme Court. They heard the oral arguments yesterday to decide whether to restrict access to a widely used abortion drug. How do you see the outcome of this? What do you think the court is going to do?
I think the court is going to reverse it and allow the drug. I think the court really expressed a lot of concern with the issue of standing, which is kind of a complicated legal term, but basically it was that these doctors were objecting to this medicine, but the doctors themselves weren't having to use it. They didn't have to prescribe it. They didn't have to do anything regarding an abortion. So I think the court is going to say that the FDA made a law and said that this was a safe drug and that we're not going to undo that after all the years spent on the market.
And they were talking about this drug, even in states where it's still allowed now, right?
Yes. This is a complicated. I mean, the only thing that I think is going to come from this is there was a question. One of the justices actually brought up this old law, 150 old law called Comstock Law, and I think it was Clarence Thomas, and that's a law that says that you can't mail contraceptives. You can't mail anything that has a sexually suggestive word in it. I mean, it's an antiquated law. And Justice Thomas was actually advocating that this might be a drug that would fall under, that this would fall under something under the Comstock Act, which would mean that no birth control or any kind of drug like that could be put in the mail. And if we're going in that direction, I think we're all in trouble. But I don't think this whole court is going to agree with him on that.
We'll see. Let's talk about what's happening with Donald Trump. As you know, a New York appellate court reduced his bond and gave him some time to post it, 10 extra days. Karen, does the fact that they did this mean they're poised to find the judgment against him excessive and possibly overturn it?
It might be a sign of that, because the law in New York, like the law in Illinois, is clear. If you have a judgment, you have to post a certain amount, a percentage of that. It's usually 120%. And there's no exceptions to that, not even for rich people or poor people. So the fact that they reduced it leads me to believe that they might think that that was an excessive fine, although the court, when they awarded that judgment, it was more like a disgorgement, saying you benefited that much, therefore you have to pay that back. The question is going to be, does this appellate court think that was a fine, and is that an excessive fine?
Some people have pointed to Bernie Madoff's bond, which was $10 million, and that's the argument for Donald Trump's bond to be reduced. What do you think?
That's just apples and oranges, because Bernie Madoff, that was a bond for him to be released from jail pending trial. That's a whole different thing. A criminal bond is a whole different thing. That's the amount of money that is necessary to secure your appearance at trial. This was a civil case, and when there's a civil judgment against you, the plaintiff, in this case in New York, can collect on that judgment immediately, even though there's an appeal. The only way you can get them to stop collecting is to post that bond, because that bond then sits there, and if the case is successful on appeal, goes back to Trump. If the case goes the other way, then the money goes to the state of New York. So that's a whole different kind of bond.
How will the outcome of all of these trials affect the signage on Donald Trump's buildings, including the one here in Chicago, or will it affect that at all?
I don't think it will, but I think we're going to see some efforts to take it down. I know that one of the aldermen proposed some sort of ordinance that said that if someone was guilty of insurrection, rebellion, or whatever against the United States, that they could not have a sign with their name on it in Chicago. The problem is that the zoning was already approved by the city, and it's up there. I think the best way to get it down, if someone really were interested in doing that, it would be the condo board. The condo board could say that the name on the building reduces the value of the building, and there would be a vote, and the vote would, have to meet the standards of the code in the building, and maybe then it would be taken down.
We'll see. The book that Karen Conti wrote, Killing Time with John Wayne Gacy, is out and already selling like crazy. And let me ask you something about this book, Karen. This is the 30th anniversary of John Wayne Gacy's execution. It'll be this May. You were on the team of the of his final death row attorneys. What do you know about him that the rest of us don't, just from news reports?
Well, let's see. I know that he was as normal or acted as normal as you can possibly imagine, which probably allowed him to get away with all of the horrific crimes that he committed. He was very normal in conversation. He was engaging. He was glib. He was funny. But I think what is interesting to me is that he really liked women, and he was kinder and nicer to women than he was to men, which is interesting because he had a very close relationship with his mother, and I think his father was very abusive to him, and therefore he was confrontational and aggressive with them. But you know, Gacy was normal in appearance and normal in conversation, so you just could not justify or rectify the horrific acts that he committed with who you were talking to. And that was a chilling event in my life, because if that's what you're seeing with Gacy, then who else among us, you know, has those tendencies that I just don't know about? It is very chilling.
Do you remember your emotion when you first met him?
Well, yeah, it was like you see a face that you've seen your whole life that is the, you know, sort of like the poster child for evil. And yet he's standing there, 5'9", completely imposing, and just he was pale and he was paunchy and he, you know, was friendly, and, you know, he was not somebody you would be afraid of. And the fact that I wasn't afraid was chilling.
The book is Killing Time with John Wayne Gacy, just came out, and it's already a big seller for Karen Conti. Congratulations on that. I know there are some interesting notes about your career in there as well. So congratulations on the book, Karen.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. Have a nice day.